The Prime Minister has won some plaudits today after ditching the Coalition's unpopular and stalled plan to raise the pension age to 70. But economists are dismayed, saying the growing pension outlays are unsustainable. Assistance to the aged as a proportion of the federal budget is rising fast, despite superannuation, and most of that government outlay is income support for seniors, which sits at about 16% of the budget, experts say. But the Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack put it this way.
I think if you're a tradie or a brickie or a shearer in rural and regional Australia, you don't want some suit in Canberra telling you that you've got to work until you're 70. You know, it's hard, backbreaking work, what a lot of our people do. And I think being told that they're going to have to work until 70, I think was probably a step too far. And it's a sensible move by the new Prime Minister to make sure that that decision has been overturned.
Michael McCormack speaking on Sky News today. So is this decision right? And does Australia have a quality approach to supporting those in retirement? Susan Ryan is a former Age Discrimination Commissioner with the Human Rights Commission, and she was a minister in the Hawke government. Susan Ryan, thank you for joining PM. Does Australia, first up, have a coherent retirement policy in your view?
No, we don't, and we need one. Obviously, with the numbers of people coming into that retirement age group, we simply must have a more coherent approach to how people are going to live from, say, 65 to 95.
Now, the age is actually important today because Scott Morrison has said he will dump the policy of raising the pension age to 70. First of all, on that, is that a good idea?
Yes, he's made the right decision there. This is absolutely not the right time to start saying to people who are struggling to find an income in their 60s that we won't even give you the pension till you're 70. It's not the right time. We've got a lot of people who experience age discrimination trying to keep a job from their 50s on, let alone up till 70. And of course, if a person can't work, they go on to Newstart. Well, we know that you can't live on Newstart for a couple of weeks, let alone for 10 years or 15 years. So, yes, the Prime Minister has made the right decision, but I would like to see him make some more decisions to support the way Australians are living through their very long retirements.
Let's get to those other aspects in a moment, but one of the criticisms of the Prime Minister's decision today is the economic one. There is a growing burden on the budget of spending on supporting the incomes of older Australians. That has to be addressed, doesn't it?
Well, we do have, I think, between 70 and 80% of people over 65 are on the pension. That's full pension or part pension. And even though we've had superannuation in the system since 1992, most people in that older age group, certainly most women, don't have enough for them not to go on the pension. So it's a very big outlay. And then, of course, with the pension comes some other supports and concessions, which people are entitled to. So, look, it's a massive outlay, and we can't pretend it's not. On the other hand, if we make the workforce friendlier to older people who can work and want to work, if we provide for some retraining opportunities for people if their jobs are wiped out through industry restructure or some such thing, we will find that there will be much greater contribution. In fact, older people who are able to work want to work, and we've seen the numbers of over 65s in paid workforce going up, but of course, not nearly enough. So a lot of attention on what's happening to people who are able to work and who want to work would help to reduce the budget challenge. And the other thing is, if people are working and engaged and connected, they're much healthier than if they're not. So the health budget will expenditure will be restrained if people are healthier and able to work and be connected.
So you're pointing to a more cross-portfolio look at this issue, aren't you?
Look, absolutely. It's a health issue, it's an employment issue, and I have to say it's a housing issue. Housing is now looming as almost a catastrophe in waiting, because until fairly recently, when people retired, finished their paid work, they had a house. We had high levels of home ownership. Those levels of home ownership are going down. So now if someone retires, even at pension age, if they don't own a house, it's very difficult, often impossible, to find suitable rental accommodation. And so housing has to be brought right into the mix with employment and with health. And of course, the way our communities are built and operated with public transport and so forth. If people can remain active, they will remain healthier and they will cost the government less.
And what about those people who do have a home, and these days the value of our homes has shot up enormously. Those who've got good superannuation and can often still access the pension, does government need to change policy for those people who are doing too well out of the system?
The circumstances that you describe, they are very favourable circumstances, and they are favoured by tax concessions. Now, there is a case for pulling some of those tax concessions in, just so that there's more money to assist people who have no home, no investment property, no property of any kind, and have health problems and so on. So you could see the situation becoming fairer. But by and large, I think there's an understanding that the two things that can make you secure in your old age are having your own home and having enough income to spend on your essential needs. And that should be our objective for all of our old people. And if we can't give all people over 65 a home, we can certainly do things about making sure they can afford to rent in safe, secure, friendly, age-friendly environments.
Susan Ryan, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Susan Ryan is a former Age Discrimination Commissioner with the Human Rights Commission.